September 8th, Tuesday. What choice will you make? From there he moved to the hill country on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on its west and Ai on the east, and there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Genesis chapter 12, verse 8. So Abram moved his tent and came and settled by the oaks of Mamre, which are at Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord. Genesis chapter 13, verse 18. Inside Abraham's reality, he didn't have any possessions or power, yet he made the choice to build an altar before God. Before this choice, God gave Abraham the blessing of leading 318 personal soldiers and the power to block the disasters of the age. At this time, when you build the altar before God, he will give you the same five powers that he poured down on Abraham. The power of the Exodus to experience every day. Exodus chapter 29, verses 42 and 43. It shall be a regular burnt offering throughout your generations at the entrance of the tent of meeting before the Lord, where I will meet with you to speak to you there. There I will meet with the people of Israel, and it shall be sanctified by my glory. God instructed the Israelites who were on the path of the wilderness to build an altar of burnt offering in the morning and at twilight. By meeting God during those times, the path of the wilderness wouldn't become a problem. The time of meeting God was the greatest time of placing God's covenant in their hearts, and not listening to the words of people or Satan. Then what kind of altar must you build? Number one, the altar that experiences the spiritual power of the gospel. God wants you to experience the spiritual power of the gospel that no man ever teach you. Moses heard the covenant of blood as a child and placed it in his heart. When he turned 80 years old, God used him as the main figure of the Exodus. Likewise, if you enjoy the blood covenant every day, the works of the Exodus will begin in your life. Number two, the altar that enjoys the power of liberation. The Israelites were already enslaved long before coming to Egypt. However, in Egypt, they became actual slaves. Even after the Exodus, they continued to suffer as spiritual slaves of Satan. In the wilderness, God gave the Israelites the blessing of the three feasts that would completely liberate them from a life of slavery to Satan. You must enjoy the gospel and the power of liberation every morning and evening. God has freed his children from darkness, curses, and enslavement from Satan. God has also given them the power of the gospel to save the world. When you stand before God and build the altar that enjoys the power of the gospel today, he will give you the same answers as the figures in the Bible. Dear God, may today be the start of building a new altar and confirming your power in my field. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.